Hey everybody, my name is Jeremiah, and this is my very first podcast. I'm excited to just create one period. I thought I'd share something kind of encouraging or inspirational from a book I've read in the past, and the name of the book, you all might have heard, is called The Motivation Manifesto, by a guy named Brendan Burchard. He's a number one New York Times bestselling author. And this Motivation Manifesto is, the back of the book says, it's a poetic and powerful call to reclaim our lives and find our own personal freedom. A triumphant work that transcends the title, lifting the reader from mere motivation into a soaring, purposeful, and meaningful life. I love this book. And that actually was a quote from Paulo Coelho, the author of The Alchemist. So, I'm just going to turn in here and read something that actually spoke to me earlier today as I look back on what I had highlighted in the past. It's pretty interesting. So this excerpt just talks about setting a direction, actually a written manifesto, which I've never done myself. Well, I did once, but I lost that manifesto, so I need to rewrite it. So being able to see this is a great refresher for me, and hopefully it can be something that you guys can start and inspire your all's lives to, grow and inspire others as well. So it's setting a direction, a written manifesto. He says we must go further beyond evaluating our current life experience and becoming clear as to whether or not our day's efforts are meaningful to us. We must set a new and more proactive course for our lives, asking ourselves, what will our mission be from this moment forward? What will be our plan of action? What steps must be taken? These questions are not a philosophical suggestion. We should sit down with pen in hand and write out the focus and direction of our lives from now forward. Lacking our own declarations and directives in life, written down, reviewed, updated, and lived from, we can only fall into the herd. We end up where they take us, so to speak, where they want us, wherever the wind blows us, regardless of our hopes and intent. Such a life is obviously not one we want. So now, in these magical moments of our lives, bursting with fire and choice, let us sit and write. Let us take back our day tomorrow by scribing our dreams tonight. Let us ask, what am I really after in life? What do I truly want to create and contribute? What kind of person do I want to show the world each day? What types of persons shall I love and enjoy life with? What great cause will keep me going when I feel weak or distracted? What shall be my ultimate legacy? What steps must I take to begin and sustain these efforts? And what will I orient my days to accomplishing this week, this month, or maybe this year? One thing I highlighted in this page was where he said, "For without such self-direction, we are but sad vessels captained by conformity." And I think it's just amazing how true that is, because no one around us can tear us from progressing toward our dreams. Believing otherwise is accepting the role of like a victim in life. Our day is ultimately our choice, and if we don't plan ahead for it, well, we're just allowing everyone else to plan our day with all the crazy things that are happening in today's time. It can be very overwhelming. Being pulled here left and right with, social media and whatnot. So this is my very first podcast. I'm just kind of blabbing So I hope this might help somebody one day if they ever do hear it. If not, I'll continue making more podcasts, whether they be on things I think are inspirational or maybe some other topics that I come up with. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Till next time. Bye-bye.